ても冷めても避けようとしてもダメ、そんな風に困らないで、他の恋を追い出して。 All right, you're on.
Go, do it.
I remember it like it was just yesterday. The fifth day of our Lord, 1975.
That's gonna get cut out. So just say it, son.
Hi, this is Patrick D, the chairman of Anime Boston 2006. I wanted to thank you guys for coming out to the convention. I hope you had a good time. I enjoyed talking to you guys, and hope you enjoyed the part of the Chibi Project panel that you saw. And although I forgot to mention it at the Chibi Project panel, we will be doing a Chibi Project video podcast this fall, so you can look forward to that. And hope to see you guys in another convention really soon. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. So something else happened on Saturday when we were at the con. And I went to the Chibi Project panel because I knew Patrick D was a listener of the show. And I was like, well, I know he said he would stop by and say hi to us, but he hadn't yet. And I knew at least he would be at his own panel. So I went to the panel and, you know, checked it out. And it turned out the Chibi Project is all about destroying anime toys, which are donated to the Chibi Project. So the panel had many photographs and some movie footage of the first Chibi Project, which was destroying a Sailor Mini Moon figure. Is it Mini Moon or Chibi Moon? Sailor Moon's daughter.
Chibi Moon.
Because like later there's Japanese. Mini Moon, the four-year-old one, in a season I've never seen.
Maybe.
So he destroyed that figure in a variety of ways, some of which involve things like strapping a model, like a bottle rocket engine, to her face, and then later, to get the ashes off from that, putting her through a washing machine, which then you could see that her face had melted off. But really, the figure was pretty indestructible. And also various other toys that they destroyed to humorous effect, which you can eventually watch on the Chibi Project vidcast. Now, after the panel, I went up to Patrick D. I said hi. I said, you know, stop by an artist alley and say hi to us. So he stopped by a little while later, and I gave him a free Ninja Consultant t-shirt. And, or maybe I did it, whatever. The point is,
we've mentioned that he's Conchair, right?
I didn't know that until I was at the con, and then it was like,
maybe, no, I mean, just now. We've mentioned that we're talking about this guy who's really cool.
Right, well, I was leading up to that, where I didn't realize...
I
think I was telling people on Friday, I'm like, so this
and
guy...
That man was George Washington. That's ridiculous.
I was telling my friends at Ernest Alley, I'm like, okay, so if you're watching my table, all right, there's this guy who's like really important on the Anime Boston staff. His name's Patrick, so you can come by. And if he comes by, give him a free shirt, okay? Because he listens to the show. And then I was bored watching the table myself, and I started reading the con program, and I realized that he's actually the con chair this year. And in fact, he was a founder of the con.
Yeah.
Like, when you read the back, it's like, and then Patrick D founded Anime Boston in 2002. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. So after his panel, Patrick came back and talked to us for a long time. Unfortunately, we couldn't record a lot of it because
the audio survived.
The audio was so bad.
Almost.
We'll play a tiny clip. But most of the time, he couldn't say things on record.
A keychain. It only cost 50 cents.
Well, I got this one.
Alright, you can
see the $7.
Yeah, I'm a keychain.
A keychain!
It's totally not worth it. It's just that, oh, yes. Sasuke getting arrested. I think it's like last year. There's a great photo where he got so arrested in traffic and Sasuke got
arrested. Oh, yes, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, it's really
awesome. Alright, so what Patrick was saying was he was telling a story about how his only con story he could officially tell was about a shoplifter who got kicked out of the con for stealing a keychain.
Ha!
And why would they steal a keychain and forfeit their, you know, the cost of their badge for keychain, which probably cost like 50 cents? And I pointed out to him, I have a wide collection of keychains for anime cons. They cost like $7 about, usually. So, but still, the cost of a badge is much more expensive than that, even if the badges are extraordinarily cheap at the $30 early con price. Probably not worth it.
Unless he stole the badge.
Oh,
did you think about that?
I guess so. But we also, then we talked to him about, did he see that photograph that went around the internet last year of a cosplayer dressed as Sasuke getting arrested? And he was like, oh, that was from Otakon. We didn't know it was from Otakon, so
I
laughed.
I didn't
that.
Know it was from Otakon until just
you
now.
You were just there during the conversation. Yeah. Anyway, Patrick D is a super cool guy, so when his Chibi Project vidcast comes out, and we had a really good time talking to him, Although he was standing back at our table for a long time, and I was like, isn't the con chair, like, really important? Shouldn't he be, like, doing stuff? And then Noah was like, no, what con chairs do is they, like, hide.
Yeah. All the con chairs I've ever known. So, they're like, God, if anyone is looking for me, just don't tell them I'm here.
So to our younger listeners who have never been to a con, what is a con chair?
Oh, con chair is the person who generally organizes pretty much everything. Hopefully the con chair doesn't have to deal with any problems with the hotel, if your con is being hosted at a hotel, because the hotel liaison takes care of that. And hopefully he doesn't have to deal with any of the problems with operations, because the operations manager or chief of operations will take care of that. And there's all sorts of things that he shouldn't have to deal with, but chances are he will have to deal with all of them, sometimes all at once.
So it's like is it like an honorary thing, like a guestish thing, but it's like a working...
Well, typically it's, do you get voted in con chair or do you get appointed con chair? I don't think anyone would be appointed con chair because you kind of have to voluntarily accept the mantle, but they're the general organizer, the CEO, if you will, of the convention.
Like the president of con?
Sure.
Okay.
You are entering a world of imagination.
No, hi. I'm Rod Serling. You're in the normal world. Remember me from The Twilight Zone? Anywho, you're listening to the Ninja Consultant Podcast. Keep listening. No, that's just my show voice.
Keep on trucking. Hey, Rod.
Suiscon, go. Suiscon.
Suiscon, go.
Suiscon, go.
So conventions do not just run themselves, of course. There is a veritable army of volunteers who handle programming and registration and security. The point is, there are a lot of people who go into actually running it, many of whom are overtired and overworked and doing this usually for free. And here is one of them.
What it was like to work registration?
Would you please?
It was the never-ending line.
Is that recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
So you work 500 people an hour?
About that, yeah.
Did you work pre-reg or the registration?
I did both, depending what the need was.
Okay.
So, and the thing of it was, they didn't tell me how to do the... I wasn't aware of the shortcuts until late in the afternoon. I could have saved myself a lot of time. But we survived it.
Okay, so it's like 9,000 people long.
About 9,000 people, yes.
Did they expect that many?
I don't think so. Some people said it was a little high. Some people expected it to be a bit higher. But
it makes no sense.
They were surprised.
Okay.
We managed to pull through.
So that was a very dapper-looking 50-something gentleman with white hair who looked essentially like a member of the A-team, the guy with white hair, only thinner.
Right.
But he talked about how there were about 9,000 people at that point who had registered at Anime Boston. I think the in numbers were something like 10,000 attendees, making it
which is mind-blowing
to me. One of the top 10 conventions in the country.
Yeah.
So really, it's climbed the charts from starting off with only like 1,500 or 2,000 people, and then you're going to the whole thing on the Anime Boston
and
website.
Registration never goes completely smoothly. There are always people who register and don't show up on the list, and people whose credit cards don't work, and so on and so forth. And so the people in registration tend to deal with the brunt of the complaints. And it is, I can think of fewer jobs more thankless than the registration volunteer.
So earlier we heard that parent complaining. She's like, oh, the pre-reg line was too long. It's just inexcusable. And I did try to tell her off the mic later that it's a crapshoot. You never know. Like, I've gone to a ton of cons at this point, and it's sometimes the pre-reg line is so much shorter and you're so thankful that you pre-reg. Other times, it's just quicker to register at the con. It's always usually more expensive to register at the con, but sometimes it's just like, look at these suckers in pre-reg. They pre-reg and they're waiting in line for 3 hours, and I just waited in line for 20 minutes and I'm registered. Other times it's like, at Anime Central, God, we were waiting in line for like 3 hours or something. We missed because we were only going on Saturday, and you couldn't really pre-reg for just Saturday. So we had to register at the con with the rest of Chicago and the entire Midwest also in line.
It was terrible.
So we spent half the day in line. Or then we went to like Anime Expo last year, and we walked through where the line had been. I kind of like, we slept through when the peak hours of registration of pre-reg were. So we saw like the leftover remnants of a giant lion that went through like two warehouse-sized
rooms.
It
was like an airplane hangar. It had those stanchions, those crowd control stanchions that keep everyone in a line.
It's like you picture a video.
Wove itself all the way to the back of the room. And we walked through the entire maze that was just
If you picture
empty.
Video 1 or Video 2 rooms at Otakon in the Baltimore Center, picture a room about twice that size.
Yes, because we know that all of you who have never been to conventions have been to
Otakon. We'll understand this, but people who have been to Otakon but not Expo might appreciate it. So then you walk through about two of these massive rooms. They almost look like bizarre, surreal, post-apocalyptic type thing. Like, I think if something happens and the U.S. gets nuked, most of... I don't know, California will end up living in the convention center that Anime Expo is held in.
Fending off mutants and so forth.
Right.
My point...
The point being, you never know.
All of this. No, that's not the point. The point is, when you have to deal with registration people,
be nice.
Try and remember to be nice to them because they've got a really rotten job.
Yeah, and also, yeah, get in line early and remember that being in the line is part of the con experience.
That's right.
There are people who cosplay in the pre-reg line, thank God, because then you have something to talk about.
Right.
We were in line behind our other friend mentioned earlier in the show
how... Ungrateful Ninja,
The Ungrateful Ninja. We're in line behind the Triforce from Legend of Zelda, and I'm not really that familiar with Legend of Zelda because in an oversight, I didn't really play it as a child, but... These three 13-year-old boys had made these very simple, shiny yellow triangles, which they would put on and assemble the Triforce. And so people walking by the entire time we were in line would stop, and at first they'd be like, what the hell is that? And then they would walk by and be like, oh my God, it's the Triforce! And they'd like come back and then take a picture. So there was this moment of realization that we got to see over and over again in the bulk of the line. So it was a good time. Good times.
All right, Zoe's going to tell her tragic tale of coming to
More on Tax.
Anime Boston. Here.
So this was a hell weekend at Anime Boston for me, because, and the worst part is I can't even blame anyone because it was my own stupidity which led up to it. But basically, I tried to make cosplay stuff and sell hand silkscreen t-shirts and make the screens for the screen t-shirts.
And work on Friday.
The space of 3 days. Yes, and have a full-time job as a Unix systems administrator. So, not working out for me so much. But so I haven't slept, last time was the first night that I slept in a really long time. And so I wasn't in my best mental facilities. And I was like, shit, I really have to burn the screens for these shirts. And so what I did is I burned the screens, and the photo emulsion is very poisonous. And so what I end up doing is not wearing a gas mask because I was already tired from cosplay sewing for too much and stuff. And then I did it in my closet, which resembles, or in my basement. Sorry, my apartment, which resembles both a basement and a closet, because it's in New York. And so, I ended up poisoning myself, and I got this really horrible headache, explosion headache of doom. And then I was like, all night was for several hours.
Oh yeah, you should have 8 o'clock on Saturday.
I basically missed the entire important day of the con that I was supposed to go and sell all my shirts. So, ta-da! So, note to self, what I've learned is, wear gas mask, don't soak screen in your closet with no ventilation, if you live in a closet.
Hello, the anime fanboy.
And don't make white Death Note t-shirts, because all Death Note fans are bots, and they won't buy the t-shirts. And that's the end.
Great.
Alright, so towards the end of the day on Saturday, and Artist Alley was open obscenely late because it was just in a hallway, so it was open at the same hours as the whole convention center. I talked to a girl who is dressed as Itachi, who has a very successful community college anime club with upwards of 70 people and people who cosplayed going to class and things like that.
Yeah.
Although the Itachi she'd taken out her contact lenses because she accidentally put two contact lenses in one eye, which... is laughable, but it's a mistake that I have made in the past myself, so there's not a lot of room for laughing.
When you were cosplaying as Itachi?
No, just regular contacts. But it might have been her regular contact, and then she put an Itachi contact on top of it. Anyway, what?
What do you want to say about don't wear costumes to class?
Oh, I don't know if I approve cosplaying to school. That's kind of weird. And I don't know if that... gives your anime club like the image you want. Like, here's this obnoxious weirdo who wears a costume in a totally inappropriate context. But then if it's college, it's like people wear their pajamas to class in college.
True.
College kids are
weirdos. It actually reminds me of when I visited MIT some number of years ago. And let me tell you, if you are a giant dork listening to this show,
go to MIT,
and you don't know where you're going to go to college, my suggestion to you, even if you are not an engineer, go to MIT. The reason for this is quite simple. There are so many gaming groups and so many they don't even know each other. The sense that I get is that MIT is one big convention all the time.
MIT sent the most interesting group, the awesomest thing that happened.
Yeah.
I don't think I had talked about this in the audio at all. There's this group of people in jumpsuits, like three guys and one girl going around in jumpsuits. And what they would do is they would find a cosplayer who was a guy with long hair, essentially someone cosplaying as a very Bishonen character. And these four dudes, like, the crew of people would like run up to them, and one person with a really expensive looking camera would be like, do you mind if I take your picture? And the Bishonen guy is like, oh, okay. So then one of the other people would drop this backdrop, like a photo backdrop, like you might see in like a school picture day or something, behind them. Another dude had like these gloves with these long wires, and at the end of the wires there were these purple sparkly things, and he would hold them up between the Bishonen guy's head and the backdrop. And then another person would fan the guy so his hair would blow in the wind, and then a girl dressed as a schoolgirl with braces would run up and kneel next to the Bishonen guy, and then they would take his picture
and look lovingly at him
and look,
and
yeah,
sigh.
She looked lovingly and sigh. And so they had on their jumpsuits a patch that said the Bishonen Support Corps, and they were awesome. They
that's
went around
very funny.
The whole
yeah,
con
very clever.
You don't you said suddenly you see a bunch of people assembling, you don't know what's happening, and when you catch on to what they're doing, it was hilarious and awesome. And I assume they now have an awesome collection of befuddled-looking Bishonen who aren't expecting it, posing dramatically with sparkles in the background and a photographic backdrop with a little girl posing next to them.
Which is a really good... It's like it's a good idea, but it's the kind of idea that you might have and never execute. But the men and women of MIT, they actually did it.
They were awesome.
So,
and I haven't found anything about them. Like, I asked on the forums, and nobody has posted a link to their site. I haven't really done that many searches. But if you know anything about the Bishonen Support Corps, and if they're putting their photos up on the web, please let us know.
Email us
at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com.
All right. But the point about MIT is that there was a group of live-action role players
at MIT.
Wait,
it stands for Massachusetts Institute of Technology?
Yeah.
So you want to go there for engineering or science or math and or computer science, and that's why all these nerds go there.
Right.
Those are nerd majors.
They do. They have all kinds
of
different colleges.
They have other programs,
too. But look, I'm not really advertising MIT. I'm advertising all of the dorks at MIT.
I spent your kickback money already, so that's good.
Hilarious. Yeah. Look, I'm going to finish this anecdote if it kills both of us, which is this. There was a live-action role-playing group at MIT that played a live-action role-playing game that lasted the entire semester. The characters were students at MIT, so they were playing characters who were in class at MIT, and they dressed in costume the entire time for the whole semester. Now, on the one hand,
different from themselves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there was a plot, and things would happen, and there were conflicts, and they had to be resolved, I assume, by different GMs and so forth, game masters. On the one hand, this is indescribably awesome. And on the other, this is really freaking weird.
Yeah, this anecdote has killed
like,
me.
Don't know.
That's really just weird.
I can't weigh in on that. Because it does sound like super good, but
also super bad.
What the hell? I just don't know. But still, I wish I'd gone at MIT.
The end.
Describe what a con is like to people who have never been to one before.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But you've been to a lot of cons, right?
Yeah. I've been to cons since I was like 14.
Oh, okay. So, whoa. That's a lot.
And I turned 21 in 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. So, but your college anime club is here.
It's a sort of a club trip. We
We managed to get the school to sanction it, and we got up here. We didn't have to pay for the bus. We just had to pay for a half the room and the con.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So it was like $70 for a bus up. It was fun.
Crap, yeah, I'm paying $70 for a rental car with four other people. But it's a really successful club with like 70 or what, 90 people in it?
Yeah, we have about 90 people in our club. Yeah, for our room. We have a little tiny room, and people are in and out there playing Naruto Gekido Ninja Taisen in between classes, being goofy, playing, and we took over the Dunkin' Donuts, we're playing Naruto, Yu-Gi-Oh, and all that stuff, watching anime, watching AMV Hell, we broadcasted that to the school and broke a few brains.
Nice. So, but how is it that the club is so big? Is it really well advertised or well run?
It is pretty well advertised, considering half of the people in our club have either been to conventions or have cosplay costumes and wear them to school on a random basis. My friend went as Rock Lee once. I've been in my Itachi costume during community college.
But it's not, how big is the college? Like,
it's a community college. It's
right,
like,
so
not
be, yeah.
It's
all your shirts so
small. Yeah.
But we just have a huge,
oh,
that's
so cute!
It's pretty well advertised. Oh, we have all the stuff around. We have the most events. Yeah, we have a DDR party every semester. We have a video game tournament twice a semester. We have a bunch of other things. Like, we have like little cosplay things. We show movies like Minecraft. And as I said, AMV Hell for AIM.
Yeah, yeah.
The feature is
fun. Yeah, it's really good.
It's crazy.
Japan.
There's sort of a lot of people like, we have a couple listeners in Great Britain and places like that where it's like there aren't really college anime clubs, and so they're like, yeah, or anime's not as big there.
Yeah, I talked to a few people, their high schools didn't have anime clubs either.
My high school didn't really have any clubs, so
mine had an anime club my friends and I started in junior year. There was also a video game club, so we ended up having a few events with them. It's still going right now.
Do you have any like just general tips for people who are trying to start their own clubs, how to make it a successful club?
The first thing you should do is try to find at least 10 to 20 people, or in between people in your class.
Wow.
Not just in your class, actually in the entire school that like anime and would be willing to go to the club. Then you have to find a cool professor to help, like, to sponsor the club and to watch it in a high school.
Right, yeah.
Then you have to basically try that and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Pitch the idea. And you should it shouldn't just be about watching anime. Because they won't. You should do things like drawing, and you should try to get little things like drawing, Japanese, like comparing them to history.
This is the last time you show your picture
other than
your
dog
to me.
It usually doesn't pan out that way, but it looks good to the principal.
That's pretty good.
The next 30 seconds of the Ninja Consultant podcast is not appropriate for minors.
Cover your ears if you're under the
age. Take your headphones off. 30.
Do you like anime?
Yes.
Do you like Naruto?
Yes.
Is your favorite scene where Naruto and Sasuke tag team Sakura?
Yes.
Is your manga collection filled with gothic Lolita Futanari doujins?
Huh?
Then you need the Happy House of Hentai podcast. It's dirtier than a middle-aged Japanese businessman.
HappyHouseOfHentai.libsyn.com.
Just kidding, middle-aged Japanese businessman. We love you.
Hey kids, do you know who Cthulhu is?
Yeah, so to demonstrate that not everything is pure and austere at anime conventions today.
The next 30 seconds of the Ninja Consultant podcast is not appropriate for minors.
Yeah, cover your ears if you're under the age of
30. Take your headphones off. 30.
I was dressed up as Cthulhu today.
Oh, you were Cthulhu?
Yeah.
That was really
the
good one?
Yeah, I was. There's another one?
There were some Cthulhu type people. Is that...
No, I was dressed up in the green felt and I had the goggles.
Yeah, with the goggles.
And the brainy head.
Yeah.
That was me. And no one could tell it was me, because obviously a girl won't dress up as Cthulhu.
No, that's
so true. All these dudes were coming over and like slapping me on the ass and like touching my shoulder. And this one guy, I was on the ground doing my pose, because I'd get down on the ground and rub my belly all sexy like. That guy took it as an invitation to come up, stand on top of me, and draw.
Oh my god!
And I was just like, get away! But I wanted to stay in character, so I didn't say anything. I just started pushing at him, and he wouldn't go away.
Oh, it would be. It would be in character for you to eviscerate him and start eating his guts.
He just wouldn't get off. So, and then Jesus, I gave Jesus a blowjob.
So
See, now that's not in character. That would not happen.
No, no. You know what? We took a happy picture together, and I was like, I was being the most perverted Cthulhu I could be. Like, I was touching people's boobs. You know, people thought I was a dude. I tried to let me get away with it. And I scared little kids on the elevator. They cried. We walked back to our room, and this little girl came out, and she'd be going, ah! And she ran back. But, Jesus, we took a picture together. And I was just like, wouldn't it be funny if I got a picture of me being naughty with Jesus? So I kneeled down, and he pulled my head, and I'm like, oh my God!
Everyone should know who Cthulhu is. Cthulhu does not come from anime fandom. Cthulhu comes from science fiction fandom and is the creation of H.P. Lovecraft, a horror author who wrote and lived in the 1920s, 1930s. He is an elder god who sleeps beneath the ocean and one day will awake to devour all of mankind. You've probably seen a picture. He's, green and has tentacles coming out of his face, and he's awesome. He's a cool dude.
Oh, and the person dressed as Christ at the con was actually dressed as Buddy Christ from Kevin Smith's film Dogma, which is probably also not appropriate for minors.
And we would later see him in line. We were in line for the...
We went to see the Lupin the Third outtakes.
Right, Lupin the Third outtakes.
Which turned out to be outtakes in English, but they were still pretty funny.
They were okay. They were pretty funny.
Yeah, there were only 15 minutes of outtakes for an hour-long panel, so that was kind of degrading. But
let me tell the story
right,
which is we were in a long line, but it wasn't that long, in order to get into the outtakes. And across from us was the line for the hentai dubbing panel.
A very long line.
Which was a very, very long line, also demonstrating that not everything at an anime convention is, you know...
And if you want to hear how that went, you can listen to the Otaku Generation podcast, but not if you're under 18.
Right. What do you mean, under 18?
It's a really bad show.
You know what I was doing when I was 16? You know what I was doing when I was 8?
Whatever.
You know what I was doing when
the
I was
point straight? Of the story is...
The point of the story is that in our line, there were a lot of people, but in the other line there were more, and there was this one obnoxious guy who was like, what are you people in line for? You should come over here to the hentai dubbing line.
He tried
we're awesome. See? Christ is in our line. He's on our side.
Someone else tried to sell us a place in line ahead of them.
Yeah.
For the hentai dubbing.
But then, when we went into our event, the outtakes, the Lupin outtakes, no, Christ was in there.
Yeah.
The guy dressed up as Buddy Christ was in, so it turned out, no, Christ wanted to see the Lupin outtakes. So he was on our side. That's it.
Cthulhu was talking with Sephiroth, and then a cat girl comes up and glomps onto Cthulhu, and I found that was the defining moment of anime comics in general.
Yeah.
In
the next week, here's the...
So, where we were sitting was at the end of Artist Alley, and now the Boston Convention Center, or whatever it's called, the Heinz Convention Center? It's huge. It's massive. Like, five floors, and the Anime Boston Convention doesn't take up the whole center. It takes up only most of the first floor, but there was some empty space and a hallway at the very, very end of Artist Alley that was sort of not being used and kind of a connecting hallway between the end of the video room hallway and the beginning of Artist Alley again. And in that space, for some reason, there was a very spontaneous Duck Duck Goose game that took place for nearly all of Saturday. And security didn't break it up. It just kept going. I think sometimes they came around and told them to be quiet. I sometimes walked by it on the way to the bathroom, and I couldn't really understand what was going on or why people were participating. After Patrick D. talked to us, he stood there with his wife or girlfriend or whoever looking at the Duck Duck Goose game for a long time. I don't think he really took part in it. But I interviewed someone who did play in the Duck Duck Goose game, and his name is the Anime Fanboy, and you can find him as such on LiveJournal. All right,
well, this was a Duck Duck Goose game. I saw the whole thing go down, well, almost the whole thing. There were anime characters. There were people running through the circle. It was more than Duck Duck Goose. It was Ninja Ninja Pirate.
Right, right.
It was Demon Demon Schoolgirl. It was run around the circle followed by, you shall not pass, and then grab someone's staff and slam it into the ground.
Right.
And things went awry when a Resident Evil zombie came in and started spreading the zombie virus. And, you know, he jumped on me and he turned me into a zombie. Lee started crawling all over me, and I was a zombie, so I was like, no, buy me dinner first. But, you know, those zombies were just having their way with everybody.
So I didn't actually profit, but I did.
You know, and then it was zombie, zombie fighter, and,
This is like regular Duck Duck Goose rules, right?
Yeah, except it was more like no one was following them.
Okay.
So regular Duck Duck Goose rules.
Did security ever show up?
Oh, of course they did.
Like several times, because this went on for like 12 hours, so...
Security repeatedly asked us to stop running around.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like Otakon when they broke things up, like, immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, as we all know, kindergarten and anime conventions are where you can find Duck Duck Goose.
Apparently.
Right, except there's a lot less security in kindergarten.
How old would you say this guy is?
The anime fanboy?
Yeah.
He's got to be 20?
21? Older than that, don't you think?
Older?
Yeah.
Well, his girlfriend is younger than me.
Oh.
He's younger than me. All right.
Well,
I think he's probably legal. He's out of college.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
He might be 23. Yes. He doesn't seem old.
All right. The point is, most 23-year-olds, you wouldn't envision playing games for kindergartners and then bragging about it to a podcast. It's pretty weird.
Well, I did specifically ask, because I did want to interview a Duck Duck Goose player to find out what was the deal,
well,
but
I
didn't...
understand.
This guy I actually know.
My point is merely that this is... At conventions, people regress, and it's okay. And that's... I mean, it's a good thing. It's part of why we attend conventions, but... It's something to...
I think there's a bunch of funny nonsense and people being hyper and spontaneous and spazzing out in a way that's just not acceptable. But at a con, it's somewhat socially acceptable to spazz out. Like
right.
The story of the girl licking Allison's Death Note print that she made of L.
That you haven't heard yet.
Right. Which
you will.
This is a segue. We're segueing into the licking story.
So I guess we should play that.
Woo!
So I'm here with Scott, who's going to tell us a harrowing tale from Artist Alley yesterday.
Okay. So, our most exciting visitor yesterday, most exciting and most excited visitor yesterday, was this one girl who came by, and the moment she saw the posters that Allison had up, she just screamed. She was like, oh my god! Oh my god! It's Al! It's Al! He's so beautiful! He's so hot! I can't like him! And I paused for a moment, and I said, well... I could sell one to you for $10, and you could lick that one, or you could pet this one. And she said, okay, great, I got, and she started pulling dollar bills out of bits of clothing that I couldn't even watch. I had to avert my eyes. I don't know where those were coming from, but I couldn't see them. And she got up to $8 and then screamed, and was like, turned to the guy who had come with her and said, oh my god, I got $8, I need $2 more, give me $2. So we gave her the $2, he gave her the $2, and she handed it over, and I pulled out one of the prints, and I handed it to her and said, just a moment, I'll get you something to wrap that up with. And I went, and I got it, I got the rubber band and the paper, and as I turned back around, she was already licking it. She wasn't just licking it, she was licking Elle's face, and I could see that it had come through the paper, but she had also, she was purring, and she was rubbing herself up against it. And she did this for several minutes, and we had quite a crowd, actually. It was very good for business. I sold a lot of buttons after that. But she then moved on. I wrapped it up, and she moved on to the next table, but was screaming like she had a nuclear reactor in her stomach giving her energy.
But today she was out of energy.
And yeah, today apparently she is paying the price as she walked up, and she looked like she had used up all of that energy and was working on next week's. And could barely speak. And I asked her whether she enjoyed her L poster, and she said, yes, until he sat on it.
All right, so after the con, we met a girl who Allison kind of knows from online, who is a big fan of...
Allison from the previous shows.
Right, you remember Allison.
Sure.
Our webmaster calls her Alicia. So... So Allison knew this girl who was on the Anime Boston staff, who's a college student who's a really big fan of the show that we work on, or she just graduated from high school, or whatever. So we hung out with this girl and her three friends who were also staff members, and after the con, we went to the X-Men 3 movie.
Oh,
oh God, it was so terrible. And we all hated
so
it. We
bad.
All hated it so much.
So bad.
That I was surprised to learn other people liked it. Like, people on the internet, my coworkers, half of my friends liked it. We all hated it so much. Like 11 of us all together. Just loathed it to the point where I didn't think anyone in the world would like it. Anyway, we're getting off topic here. This is not a show about comic book movies.
And how much we hate X3. Which is a lot, by the way.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we hung out with these staff members, and Patrick D had given us honorary staff t-shirts on Sunday. So I think we became kind of honorary staff. We were going to go to the dead dog party, which is go ahead.
Every con traditionally ends with a dead dog party, which is everyone who is exhausted kind of sitting around being like, yeah, the con's over. We survived. Woo.
So apparently the dead dog party for Anime Boston lasted for something like 6 hours from the ending of the con at like 4 or 5 on Sunday. And to the time when it got out and we saw people coming the other way, because we didn't really know if we could get in the dead dog party. We weren't really sure if it was, you know, still going, and it ended just when we decided that maybe we should actually go to it.
Right.
So we ended up hanging out at Allison's mom's apartment and talking to the staff members and getting their stories.
Which is really awesome because they're super cool folks.
Right. I guess it's important to note that this one guy, Matt, who is doing a lot of talking, he had a very large wound on his knee, which I might throw up as the graphic for this show, like the album artwork. So if you're in iTunes, you can open the little artwork window and see a horrible picture of his knee injury.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's serious.
It looks bad.
I skinned my knees 1,000 times worse than that a lot. But
oh, really?
He has like a burn. It's probably very painful.
And this other girl kept touching it.
She kept poking it.
We cut out all of his screams of agony.
Yeah.
Maybe not all of
them. We'll save one for the end.
Sure.
So yeah, so Jesus was at the convention. Not the Jesus that we all love and cherish, but the other Jesus who just wanders around because he wants to be an attention whore. Anyway, in my attempts to congratulate him and wash his feet for the Last Supper, so I attempted to slide across the floor, which usually works because it's tile and tiles are smooth. Problem was, I was wearing pants that are of a non-sliding nature, mostly pleather. So it was about the 2-second interval of when I hit the floor and when my knees started to burn like fuck that I realized, oh, I'm not actually going anywhere. I'm just going to complete halt. So it's just kind of it's not really slide so much as like the episode of Family Guy where your fang goes crashing into the ground. Dude, stop hitting that! That's basically what has happened. So yeah, except without the yays and we're going down. But that was pretty much it.
So that's where you got the injury on your knee.
Yeah, and Regan needs to stop touching that because it's going to get infected. And I'm just going to have to take this pus and just kind of chew it all over.
So why were you dressed in pleather for your cosplay?
You're dressed up.
Yeah, that's a different story entirely. That's because I just decided to go as Ryoku from Death Note. And that's mostly because it spread like herpes back in September. It's popularity spread like herpes.
Not so much the fact that people herpes. Dressed up as Ryoku.
Yeah, it's just the popularity.
Like two in the US.
Yes, get Death your Note fucking feet like away from my knee.
Oh, yes.
Jesus was getting a picture of the Last Supper with anime characters.
Yeah, that was the strangest part.
To be exact.
That's kind of important.
We were having the Death Note cosplay photo shoot, and it was actually the same guy from...
Jesus is a
it was the same guy from the feedback panel who was bitching about how he didn't have the first table in the artist alley.
Oh, that dude? Yeah.
He was taking a Last Supper photo of Jesus... Klingon, Matt dressed as Ryoku, and kind of every other notable cosplayer in the hall at the time.
Oh, okay.
Luckily,
wasn't much
very. And then eventually, we got to the Death Note cosplay shoot after about waiting for 30
minutes. There was no food either.
But if there's any consolation, Matt's hideous burn on his knee is quite a delightful sight.
Okay. It is. No, he's don't you dare poke it.
Please poke it one more.
Okay, so it's Sunday afternoon, and the staff photographer has had to go somewhere. I don't know where he had to go, but he gave me the official staff camera, and I'm hanging out with Matt Miller, and I'm taking little pictures of the various things at the end of the convention. And so this guy comes. He's wearing a .hack/hack, whatever it's called, cosplay, and he has this woman next to him, and he comes up to us, and he says, can you record this? I'm about to do something dramatic. And he starts to call up attention. I think he's going to call a Duck Duck Goose game or something, something silly, the kind of shit anime fans do. He's like, attention, 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 please. And we're all like, he's kind of pale and kind of shaky. We're like, why are you pale and shaky? It's just a Duck Duck Goose game or something equally silly, because that's what people do when they want attention to cons. They call silly things. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, well, whatever you're doing, can I just take pictures of it with the official staff camera? And he's like, yeah, sure. And so he suddenly gets down on his knee and proposes to this woman. And we're all like, oh, I guess you're not playing Deck Deck Goose. I kind of wanted to join. Yeah, she was cosplaying as something from Slayer. But it, that goose. But it was really cute and really sweet. But it was kind of that, like, you know, when fortune people come together and they make happiness out of dorkiness, which I guess is what anime conventions are all about.
The creepiest thing that happened in Anime Boston was this one particular girl who had her sister chained on a leash. Now, granted, I've been to Otakon, I've been to Acon, I've been to the eastern chunk of the U.S.'s biggest cons and seen some very messed up things in my lifetime, but I've never seen a girl chain up her own sister and lead her around on a leash. That really takes the cake for most fucked up thing I've ever seen at a convention.
Picturesque. They were sitting on the shoe shining.
With that other Chobits girl. Yeah. Yes, and it was weird. She was an 8-year-old girl being led around on a leash by her older sister.
So we're sitting there in the publication room and we're working on stuff, and then over the security walkie we hear, so Dr. Cube is trying to get into the dance, but he doesn't have a badge. And Dr. Cube is like the evil villain of Kaiju, the main event, Kaiju Big Battle. And the people are like, yeah, sure, he can come in. He's Dr. Cube. He's not a badge. He's Dr. Cube. He's a guest of honor. He doesn't need a badge. Okay, fine. A couple minutes later. Dr. Cube is causing trouble in the dance. What do we do? He's Dr. Cube. He's an evil genius. Yeah. He causes trouble. That's what he does.
It's mayhem.
And they couldn't handle it.
What? Ow, son of a bitch! Oh, fuck. Did you even wash your hands? That's such cross contamination.
I think we have a doubting Thomas.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.